Hello and welcome to the episode of the Snap Stories podcast. Today you will hear the story about one of the most important tools for eating, the fork. Our journey into the past takes us to the ancient Greece and Rome, where the dining habits of the elite were shaped by the use of spoons, knives and fingers. No forks. The fork was absent from these early days dining tables. The fork was first used as dining tool in the 4th century in the Byzantine Empire, but it only reached Italy in 11th century, thanks to a Byzantine princess, Theodora Anna Doukaina. Imagine the interest and curiosity of the Italian court when this unusual three-pronged tool appeared on their tables. The fork's arrival in Italy marked the beginning of a dining revolution that would eventually sweep through Europe. Now let's explore an interesting part of fork's history. Poland and Lithuania in 16th century. The daughter of Italian Duke Bona Sforza married Polish-Lithuanian King Sigismund. She was the one who introduced the fork into this country from Italy. Local nobles and clergy were conservative people. They referred to the fork as tool of the devil. Others questioned, why did God give us hands? Almost at the same time, but a little later, it reached Western Europe. It made its way to France in the 16th century and it was introduced by Catherine de' Medici when she married Henry II. In a world where forks were met with skepticism, the dining habits of Europe went through a change. Gradually, the fork gained approval and started to represent elegance and sophistication. Fasten your seatbelts for some fun fork facts. The fork of Vivi is a huge steel fork that stands 8 meters tall and is 1.3 meters wide. It can be found on the shores of the Lake Geneva in Vivi, Switzerland, and it's a part of Alimentarium, a local museum about food and Nestle's history. Swiss artist Jean-Pierre Zaug created the fork in 1995 to celebrate the Alimentarium's 10th anniversary. Although it was briefly removed in 1996, it was put back after people signed a petition. The Alimentarium claims it's the world's largest fork. But there are bigger forks in Springfield, Missouri, 11 meters, and Creed, Colorado, 12 meters. Time to finish this episode. Dear listeners, subscribe, share the podcast, and join us next time when we'll explore a new fascinating story.